This is New England Public Radio News. In recent months, Sudan has been in a state of upheaval. In West Springfield, Massachusetts, the Gabriel family has been closely following the popular uprising. As refugees from Sudan, they hold a mixture of hope for their homeland and fear for their friends and family. Reporter Noah Boston recently sat down with the Gabriels to learn what it's like to watch your nation's revolution from afar.
Ithar Gabriel will never forget the day her father, Amroor, told her they'd been accepted to move to the United States as refugees.
He checked on his computer and he let us know, and we were all screaming and jumping that this day finally came.
The night of September 10th, 2015, the Gabriel family arrived in the U.S. Ithar remembers she and her siblings were nervous, but for their father...
For me, it was a really deep breath. It's not like for them. They were seeing the darkness and feeling the cold, but I was feeling something different. That finally, I made it.
In fear of political persecution, the family had left behind everything to flee Sudan. After arriving in West Springfield, they were finally able to begin rebuilding their lives. But late last year, their attention was drawn back to Sudan as news poured in of massive protests erupting in the nation's capital, Khartoum. The Gabriels were filled with hope and, along with expatriates around the world, began to use Facebook to fundraise for the activists. Meanwhile, a steady stream of social media posts emerging from a major sit-in helped the family feel connected to the movement. They even learned the protest anthems.
Good morning song.
Yeah.
Good morning song. They wake up. Each other in the morning by a good morning. Sabah al khair, sabah al khair, sabah al khair. And running. Wow, this one was
incredible. Yeah, it was so beautiful.
But everything changed for the movement on June 3rd. Ithar and Hamroor remember they were at home and began to see reports on social media that the military in Khartoum was mobilizing. It was shortly before dawn in Sudan when the security forces stormed the sit-in.
Some people were able to connect to the Wi-Fi, and once they connected the Wi-Fi a little bit, they share stuff to the social media.
In West Springfield, the Gabriels watched in horror at the videos they were seeing online. There were clips of protesters being killed by soldiers.
It's very difficult to look at. It's very heartbreaking.
Ithar was frantically scrolling between the social media accounts of her friends in Khartoum. Suddenly, one of her friends, Ahmed, went silent. Ithar was desperate to make sure he was okay, and many Sudanese were in the same position, having lost contact with loved ones in the chaos.
We even created a whole hashtag on Twitter, putting the pictures of all the people that are lost with their names, so that people can let us know if they find them.
After ages of searching social media for news of Ahmed, Ithar finally confirmed he was safe. But many people did not receive good news on that day.
And then another friend of mine also put a picture of his friend, Matar. Yeah, he put Matar's picture and he was like, "It's my friend, I can't find him. And then people responded to him. They were like, "Sorry, he's dead." It was really difficult to see that right there. He was like, don't tell me something that you guys are not sure of, because he didn't want to believe it at that moment. And I remember I wake up in the morning and I've seen all these pictures and videos and people talking about it, and everybody was really sad. I don't think anyone cried more than that day. Every Sudanese person was hurt.
It's been more than 6 weeks since the massacre on June 3rd. And despite the wounds from that day, protest leaders are working to finalize an agreement with the military for an eventual transition to civilian rule. Meanwhile, the Gabriel family continues to build their life in West Springfield. Ithar just graduated from Holyoke Community College, and Hamroor is now working as a building inspector for the city of Springfield. The family will soon be eligible to apply for American citizenship, but even so, when I asked Hamroor what his dreams for the future were, Sudan was on the front of his mind.
The dreams now are concentrated back home.
Yeah.
Now we are looking back there.
For the Gabriels and the Sudanese community across the world, that may be the case for a long time to come. For New England Public Radio, I'm Noah Boston.